Yeah, this is Shelley Epstein, MD, dictating an independent medical evaluation. Regarding Michael Rella, R-E-L-L-A, WCB number G3088556, date of accident 4-8-22. Dr. Shelley Epstein, MD, DOS and time 10/21/24, 3:15 p.m. Social Security number 6976, claim number 244035-4109. Exam type workers' compensation IME, specialty psychiatry. Exam location Smithtown, New York. Of note, I performed an independent medical evaluation dated July 10th of 2024 regarding Mr. Zella. The review of records is has been outlined separately. Mr. Rella was examined for an independent medical evaluation on 10/21/24. At 3:15 p.m. This is a reevaluation of two prior IMEs performed on 1/10/24 and 7/8. A patient has been previously diagnosed with major depressive disorder, and we were reevaluating the status of this condition. Mr. Zella is a 69-year-old male who resides with his wife of over 40 years, as well as his 38-year-old son. He works as a sales representative for a paving company called MSI, and he's worked there full-time for many years. On 4/8/22, he was carrying a paver of 10 pounds weight up a ramp, and then he slipped. He states he broke his ankle, tore his right quadricep, and fractured his right pelvis. An ambulance was called, and he was brought to South Shore Hospital in Bayshore, currently run by Northwell. He was seen in the emergency room, and his ankle was casted. 10 days later, he underwent surgery of the quadriceps. Initially, he was wheelchair-bound and then became walker-bound in his recovery. He was out of work completely for 11 months and then returned to work February of 2023. As he was progressing with his orthopedic recovery, Mr. Rella was noted to be increasingly depressed with anhedonia. His primary care doctor prescribed duloxetine 30 milligrams alternating with 60 milligrams to help some of these symptoms. However, at my evaluation, these symptoms were still present. And he states that since then, his dose has increased to 60 milligrams twice a day, and he has found this increase to be of some help. He also attended therapy sessions with Dr. Sutu, TECHARATANAPRASERT. Last one was 08-29-24. He found these sessions of some benefit as well, but feels that the increase in the duloxetine has been even more helpful. His past psychiatric history is notable for couples therapy briefly in the past. He has no history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions. He reports very close to no alcohol intake. Social history notable for a supportive wife and two sons. He has found the process of getting help with some frustrations. Mental status exam. Mr. Rella was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood was slightly depressed and irritable. Denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, denies helplessness, auditory hallucinations, or visual hallucinations. His alert and oriented to person, place, and time, and his insight and judgment were considered to be fairly good. My impression is that he still meets criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate, without psychotic features. Additional questions asked to address. One, indicate whether or not the claimant completed or brought forms. No forms required. Review of records was present. Two, review all medical records and list them in a report. Complete has been done. Three, secure a history, including past and present medical conditions and injuries, accidents. An occupational history. Mr. Zella says he's worked at this company for more than 10 years. Is he working? Yes. Doing what? Sales at his present company. Is it full or light duty? I believe it's light duty. Four, work status, addressed above. Add to number three, factors impacting recovery process as ongoing stressors at work. Five, has the claimant reached maximum medical improvement for his depressive disorder? No, I do not believe he has. When last seen, I stated that he seemed to be struggling with a 40% disability. Currently, I would say he's reached down to hold on. Has he reached maximum medical improvement for the depressive disorder? No, I believe he's reached 50% improvement. I do not believe this is maximum reached yet. Maintenance treatment should be continued psychotherapy and continued duloxetine 60 milligrams twice a day. This would fit in the category of further curative treatment. And in terms of specificity, including frequency and duration, I'd say he should continue therapy at least every other week and continue the medication daily for the next 6 months. At the start of the interview, the patient was reminded that this was not treatment and that what he says will be treated with confidentiality. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. And I've reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy.